ist der Patient, ist am Ende in der Losch noch über das ist. Und als so alle Kulaume gehängt ist, it means Kulaik. So it is considered, as we said, Hariat Mugdeshes li Kulaik. But it's not right here. So it is just as we said, Hariat Mugdeshes li Kulaik vi Chatsir. So the Chatsir does not negate the effect of Kulaik. So it really doesn't. It doesn't negate. So that's why you know the Chatsir. Why you tell us too, in his Mishus Alosh, it's alright, he says Kulaik. But she is not such a Magdalis. She only hears with her ears. She only hears Chetzich, the Kuleich. She doesn't know the Magdalis. She doesn't hear, so she didn't give the consent for her. He said good, but she doesn't hear it. So she didn't give the consent. So that's Chetz, the consent is like. So maybe we cannot say, but if not for Dazachas, then it wouldn't be Poshto in the Haris Hakdush, the way it is by Hedish. But then on the basis of Mishpat Alosh, it would, she would do Kadesh Eskuda. Fine. Gosh.
Considered as if he was mine.
That's what in Israel is very strange. How can the other half become Hekdesh without anything? Without anything. Page 41 in the Miriam Mishnah, the fourth line from the other one.
Because it remains nitches
for good. Das ist auch ein Dicht. Schmamm und Wart.
So,
ist kein Tachbar. Vashemi Yirachi Stoi. Yirachi Stoi. Wie Moche und Yitru Domo von Domo. Von Domo. Shem Chatos Sibomes. So der So Hashemi now he has here two shemis. One shemi in the Zuk Hashemi. In the Zuk Hashemi. Let's say the soil has wasn't died. So the shemi in the Zuk Hashemi is the soil Hashem. And then we have the Zuk Sheni, because one of the seerim in the Zuk Sheni replaced the Soyam Shaloyach. So the question is, when the Mishnah says, Vashemi Yirachi Stoi, Vimoche, Vimidon Fumidove, does the Sheni refer the Sheni in the Zuk Rishen, or the Sheni in the Zuk Sheni? In the Zuchim. So it's a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechon. That's about all of them now. The sixth line from the top. Omar Rav, Sheini Shebi Zuchri Sheini Yikori. Sheni Shem Zuk Sheni Yire. Sheni Shem Zuk Vishen Yizikore. In other words, what happened to the Zuk Vishen? Soil number one is the soil Hashem in the Zuk Vishen. And soil number two, soil number two is the soil azosi. And then the soil Hashem died. So the soil Hashem died. So then he took two seerim. That's the Zuk Sheni. And then so the gale that fell and the soil and the soil Hashem will replace the soya number one of Zuk Rishen. Now he needs one soya to be sent away to the mountain. So which one will be sent away to the mountain? The second one in the Zuk Rishen or the second one in Zuk Sheni? So Rav says, Sheni Shem Zuk Rishen Yikore. That the second one in the Zuk Rishen, so will be sent away to the mountain. Sheni Shem Zuk Sheni is here. So let's say, it doesn't make any difference. Suppose the Soyam Shaloya died. So then Sheni Shem Zuk Rishen would be the Soyam Hashem. So is he called? And Sheni Shem Sheni Yir. So now you cannot send away two seal to the mountain. You cannot be back in the Kiddush HaKadoshim two seal. So the question is, we have two seal left. One soya in the first pair, and in the first pair, so it was nitche for a certain time until the second that order was made. So the sheni shem zuk rishen was nitche, but now after the second that order was made, so tchidel nire. So even though the sheni shem zuk rishen was nitche for a certain time, it is chizal nire, it can be called, or it can be sent away to the mountain. It can be sent away to the mountain. That's all. Why? Because the Rav holds Ein Bal Chayim Yad. So which soya will have to be put on pasture? Yeah, actually, the Sheni Shemizuk Sheni. The Sheni Shemizuk Sheni. Shemizuk Sheni. So, and Rebbeichen Omar, Sheni Shemizuk Rishen Yire. The soy in the Zuk Rishen has to be put on pasture until a moon falls in it. Then it will be sold. So, but the Sheni, but and which one will be separated to the mountain or beneath the cliff? So that is the Sheni Shevizuk Sheni. But the Sheni Shevizuk Sheni cannot be used for a Kohen with Nim or Yisoyam Shalech. Why? Because since it was Nitzchah for a certain time, so it's Nitzchah forever. So Rav holds in Balachai Nitri. So even though the Sheni Shemizuk Rishin was Nitri for a certain time, but after the second Ahole, so it's Chizal Minire. And Rabbi Yechanin says that Balachai is Nitri. So only the Sheni Shemizuk Sheni can be Nitri, not the Sheni Shemizuk Rishin. So there is a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav and Rav Yechanan is whether Balachayim is Nitchim or Balachayim is not Nitchim. Rav says in Yumin Hashem Abalem that Balachayim is not Nitchim. So really, even though the second Soya in the Zukrishin, the first Peah, for a certain time was Nitchim from the Mizbeach or from the mountain, I mean, there's not many differences depending which one died. So some melee, but after the second time, so it's Chizal Minire, so it can be correct. It means, or if the one that died was the Suyam Shalaya, so it can be sent away to the mountain. And so, but we have another next prayer, Soya. So next is Soya. An extra soya, so that extra soya has to be put on pasture until the moon falls in it, and then we'll buy a behemoth and we'll be marketed as a nidor. Be marketed as a nidor. So, but Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Balachayim is Nitri. So maybe the soya, the Sheni Shemizukrishim, the Sheni Shemizukrishim cannot be Nitri. That is to be put on question. And the Sheni Shemizuk Sheni can be Nitzchah, or sent away to Mar, because that was never Nitzchah. So now there's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan as to whether Balachayim is Nitzchah, Balachayim is Nitzchah. Rabbi Yechanan holds Balachayim is Nitzchah, and Rav holds Balachayim is Ein Nitzchah. Now, why does Rav say, and there is a machlokes, Tanoi, there is a Machlokes Tanoi also whether Balachayim is Nitri or Balachayim is not Nitri. So there's the same Machlokes between Rav and Rabir. Why does Rav say that Ein Balachayim Nitri? He learns it not on the basis of Swara, he learns it out from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk in the Meir says, Ki Moshkosom Bohem Mum bom lo yotzu. So mum bom lo yotzu. Ho oba mumon yotzu. So that means that even though originally there was a mum in a behemah, so it could not be nicha, but it was a mum there, and then the behemah was cured from the mum, so it can be makhid, because the Torah says mum bom lo yotzu, as long as the mum exists in the behemah. But when the behemah is cured from the mum, then you can be makhid. So why should we say that for a certain time, while the mum existed in the behemah, it was nitre from the mizbeach, so let it be nitre from the mum. no different. So Rav learns out that the other psul, also there is no dichu by Bar Chaim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, only in respect to the psul of mum, so there is no dichu. But in respect to other psulim, there is dichu. In other words, the question how we dash the posuk of mum, anyway, there is a machlekes, tanoim machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as to whether the Bar Chaim is nitchin, the Bar Chaim is not nitchin. So this is what Rashi says. Bar Chaim shmam no Bar Chaim nitchin, and nitchin nitcholeo. Nitel na dabar yom dichoelo bishvuti, aber Bar Chaim she nitcho, is chizrin, nirin, ud bei, krei bahar behim ok, is chola ulo kachetze. So it's chadlichen en nishitose. Over there he says that Shemi is hard. But Shemi, Shemizukrishin is here at Yisrael because it says Mitcha for good. It cannot be hard. So here too he says that this Behemah which was Mitcha for a certain time, while the second half of the Behemah belonged to Shimon, so after Ruben brought out Shimon's Behemah, it still is nothing. How many is there? So it's a Pichon Shidos. So shmam lo balachayim nitchin, ushmam lo dichu mikora abedichu, ki in zu shemitvas in reisho, when it was marked the shef of the behime, so it was not holding his beyak. Vigel man shmim nirez likori, vigel man lo balifoy lo man dichu, vi nirez nitchin, and ushmam lo ish dichu dom. דיחו דמי, יש תירס דיחו בדובו שניקולי שאלו בדומו אם זו שנתחילו להקדישו על דומו שכמו אחר ויקדישו את מחצי או שאלו קורו וחצוי לא יסורו יו ואתו לאוכה חולו לו על אותי רס דיחו מתחיס מה הוא מסביע אחראי לו ולהמדים לו להם דיחו על דומו שהוא דש ריקו וניקולי. So these are the three alas. We just started this. Now I have it voluntary. Alright. Just, I won't go beyond 10 minutes. Sure. You may. Mamna Balachai Mitrin, who just started this. Here is Bikuntres in Mitru Yitru. Leila, Yigal Mandomar in Dicho Elo Bishruti. Al Balachai Mishin Mitru, Chizri Miniri, who did they crave a harbeimo, Kishchoza Bloka Chetio, who shmamna Dicho Mikora Dicho, Perush Yimzu, שמתחיל עשית די שאול ומיר יש לי קורא יהי כמם בטוב ואין תיכו אלו במיר ומתחה ושמם לא נשתיכו בטוב כאילו ששתי רסתיכו בטוב שם קודי שאלו בטוב כי אם זו שמתחיל אלו די שאולו אלו במיר שכמו אחר ויגדישו את מחצו שאלו קורא מחצו לא יסורו יו ואתו לא הוכח אולו אלו תיר רסתיכו ויתחיס מה הוא מסביח לאילו ולא יעמדינו אם דיחו אלו בטובו שמוקדש לגופי לקורת ואם תימא לא מרוימי מהם עוד בשם לזה קשה אני מדרש את הרשפות הרמב״ם הרשפות הרפואר תסרוש לא מרוימי מהם את הרפואר שממנו ישדיחו לנו וידיחו מיקורי ועל אי אפשר לדיחו מיקורי שידיחו לדום and then this is means אי אפשר לדיחו מדומים שלא ידיחו מיקורי also. Why does the more have to spell out that דיחו מיקורי אבל דיחו and דיחו מדומים? Why? There is a smaller to say that when the Aloha of Tichu, if originally it was over to the Mizbeach, then it was pushed off the Mizbeach for some psul. But if originally, at the time of the Hekdesh, there was a certain Yaki, there was a psul, so then there should be a Tchiyah means, I could argue that way. In other words, if originally it was always there, and then something happened and pushed it off the Mizbeach, suddenly it becomes Dochel for good. But if at the time of the Hekdesh there was a certain Yaki, a certain soul, and then later on that was eliminated, so there shouldn't be any Aloha. So from Ashkelon, the Tidin Dichot Mikor is Avodah. Even Dichot Mikor Avodah. For example, what would be a good example of Nire V'Nitche V'Chozal Nire? Now there's Aloha in the Tidin Mume Avodah Shabbi V'Faresi or Mume Avodah Zore cannot bring Mikor. So suppose someone ate Chati B'Shem. He had a chip. He was not a mother. He had a chip. So then he was Mahfiz. The next day he was Mahfiz in Kaul. He was still a Yisrael Kachar. Then, after he was Mahfiz the Chatos, he became a Rosh. He became a Chachar Mubaresia and a Mizore. He was a Shtam. So it was Nireh. Because when it was Mahfiz the vehicle of Chatosim, it was always there. Then, a day later, he became Mishimet. So it was always there at the time of the Hedge. And then it was and then he did Chum. So then we apply the Aloche of the. But suppose he was a Numer at the time of that Hoshim. So then we could argue that there is no deal. There was no deal. So from Ashkelon, the team in deal could be called as Abu. And then he tells us another Chiyesh that deal could be done is also deal. Because I could say, when is there a deal of deal if the pain had to just miss there? And then it was Nitche. Mizbeach, so it comes off. But if the behemoth was pushed off the Mizbeach before it had Tushas Haguf, while it only had Tushas Don, and after that, that psul was eliminated and its role to the Mizbeach, so it should be considered as if the psul had existed before it was Magid the Behemoth. So could we say that if the psul existed before it was Magid the Behemoth, so in some melee he could not he for good. Now let's mention an example. Somebody who they ate has signed. Ruben, Eichel, Shem. He was his own kosher. On Sunday, he ate Chil and Shem. So he became Mechuyev Echatos. He became Mechuyev Echatos. Then on Monday, he became Mishim. It was that Mahfiz called me. That Mahfiz called me. Monday, he became Mishim and never had his own. Tuesday, he beat Chile. Only short time machine. Then he became out to Wednesday he was Mahfiz the Kor. If there'd be any problem with being Mahfiz the Kor, this is Mahfiz Wednesday. Why? He was Dochel. When was he Dochel? When was Dochel? On Sunday he ate Chile. On Monday he became Shumet. On Tuesday he became Balchumet. On Wednesday he was Mahfiz the Kor. So he became Dochel when? He became Dochel Monday. So there was no call yet. Nothing was Nitre. Nothing was nitche. So on Wednesday, when he's about tshuva, he's in his whole kosher, he's in tzaddik. He's makir the kol. Why shouldn't you be able to be makir the kol? So in Lele, we could apply a similar logic to the case where he became, where he became a mumeah, and then he became a mumeah, after he was magdish to kedushas gomer. But since it was not kodesh kedushas gomer, so it should be considered without that one. It's like home, because after all, until his magdish kedushas gomer, it can't be called just because the behemoth has a kedushas gomer, so it cannot be called. So we could argue that in the case where the dichu occurred while the behemoth had only kedushas gomer, so it is analogous to the case where the psul occurred while the behemoth was still homely gamlet. So how much more now? If the psul occurs when the behemoth is homely gamlet, so there is no dichu. But if the psul occurs when the behemoth already had it to shabbat, so there is a dichu. But we could argue that way. The kashpa case says, whenever there is a case of dichu mipore, so really that means that there was no shagur. Because there is a psul at the very outset, how could there be a shagur? And whenever we visualize a case where there is a dishes gomim, so in many ways, necessarily a case where it's dichu mipore also, so why does he have to mention both? Why does he have to mention both? That's the discussion. So Tesis says, no, it's possible to visualize one without another. So he says, But it's not in the Now we should pick up the Rambam, how the Rambam passes, because even though there are so many Gemaras, Shmanim are flat, but the Rambam passes that Yichu Mikor Loya Yichu and Balachai is even in the Shmanim. He passes like Rab, not like Rabbi. But there is still some press if you didn't pick it up yet, and look up the certain figures in the middle of there and about it. Okay. have to be like one person. There should be harmony. Now, the Rambam says, it's implicit. Most of these things are implicit, either in Vahapura Havmecha or in other mitzvahs or the Selefuate. I mean, so in a general way. So the Ramban says that the mitzvahs within the Kabbalah, so generally it's implicit in a certain possible thought. Or it's Allah Mishim Sinai, as the Gemara says in Mizrochim. Sometimes we find that the Novi reprimands the Israelites for certain things which are only the Abor. Let's say, we find a Yirmiyeh that with Yirmiyeh reprimands the Jews for violating certain Shlusi and Shabbos, like the Hamantar and so on. So again, there are no new mitzvahs in the Kabbalah. Now, here it's not, here there is a possibility here. So there are few of them. Either it's implicit in the possibility before, or it's Allah who mentioned Sinai. Or is Takonis best? It's not the Stavra. There's Nagodu of the Chachomim at one time. It's not the Stavra, there is Takonis. But it's implicit in the process of doing Kabbalah. In the end, we've got Shalom Lecho. So it's more mistaken that's implicit in one of the two of the Torah. And there's another alternative. We read Allah from Mishim Sinai, but nowhere is it mentioned. The Cholim Bayis is Allah from Mishim Sinai. But according to the Kiskuni, it's implicit in the process of the Dovah Bishte. Behold, it was not. And the Kiskuni was a Bishte. I didn't say it. But Haskuni was a vision. So what Haskuni says is consistent with what Yenis Mezila says in Wills. And of course, it's implicit in the possibility of the Kabbalah in the end, you're about to show them that. Because that's the more than the moment that's from a dollar. But you know the Rachel Hadish of all. So where is the Mokher the Torah? So Haskuni puts out, it's this possibility of Bidovah Bishnei Shishkabere. But that doesn't mean, and I don't want to be quoted, that Medina Torah is also to marry another woman, because this Nisa is another kind of Nisa. It's not a nisya of marrow. It's a nisya of injecting friction in the home. It's something else. So this is the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, hiskatel lechetzi, and this is what a nitam means. In other words, he's taking permission. It's because miyikha didine, without permission from the wife, it's also it required the chera miyash. The chidesh by chera miyash was that after chera miyash, even the wife demanded that he should marry another woman is not allowed. Miyash, but prior to it, so with the permission of the wife, it was a hegadah. And what the mitzvah means, that where it is general practice to marry two women, so then nastam, if the wife doesn't stipulate before the wedding, he should not marry anymore. So it's considered as if she had stipulated that he can marry anymore. But where there is no so general practice like today, even without the Midrash, let's say vis-a-vis the Sfardi, the Yemeni Jews, they didn't accept the Chera Midrash. But if a Sfardi Jew will marry more than one woman, so the act of Shalotini, according to Chesuni, it's implicit in the Pasuk of the Tavad Bishti Boyle Bosarach. And what is that's a chiyu to maintain shalom bayis? Oh, I don't Thank you. فبيقول له بس يسعى واحد تاسع هينا ونشع يسكاتي ويخدسي عريض مقداشس هولي موز ديما لينا لو تي اشتي عط وخرس شنينصو שאינו הלכות איש דברת יבואי למינס היצחית אבל אם הוא מהחצי אך מקודשס לי אין מקודשס שאין שאחס הוא יו לשניים so in other words so it's Is this Gemara? But I'm asking another question. When he spelled it out, not he atishki atvi acheres. When he spelled it out, harei at mekudeshes lechetzi, and then ani nichave she eiyoche liso isha acheres. Rak. שתהיה כדי שסרק וחצי שלו. סבן, בן ששתהיה כדי שס. למה כדי שס? Because of איש המורך המונה ולא יחוצי איש. And that's how it is going to be more. The Rajbo mentions in the name of the Raivet. Now there is a Gemara in between. And a Bible. I mentioned that Gemara with the connection of Chetishit or Chetishit. In Gemara Malala, the boil in the middle of the army. Misha Chetish Ere Chetish Achere, Shekidish Paschere now. The Chotze Ere Chetish Achere was Mikami Shibaschere now. In the Torah, Ima Ben Yisrael, Shamal Yibas Yisrael, his Kachir Chetish Nekudeshes, the Chetish Nekure, All the chazli kulit. Vintin Torahima. Well, that's how we more English. That is Kachi Lechetzi is Mekudeshes. The chazli kulit. And what does it mean by a chetzi? A chetzi means the binah, the means of achite. But here, the chotzi evet certainly cannot be mekabich. So they need a dushin. Is not how we mean by the Chotzin of Heir. In the Torah of Ben Yisrael and Kaddish Chotzin Isha. In the Kodesh Eir, the Shev of Yone, wherever the Shev of Yone. So it's a Bible. And the Gemara does not, is not patient with us. The Gemara tries to be patient. Toshma, Hem is Mishachatzi Eber, Chatzin of Heir, and is Chotzin of Asla Rabbe, Chotzin of Heir, ויאמר דושה כבר דושה יש נולי אומר רבד את הרבי כשעושה טריב ומה יש נפשי אומר רובש יצ'ובת בדלו חולד יש הפתונים והתקיד ברו ולאמר משלוק יש לי במשלב והחמיסי אלא אומר רובר או ליטיל בין לילה תנו so from this it's משמע לתחוץ אלה לחוץ מחירים כן במיקרי של מישהו but רובר is there So the question is, what's the maskara? Is it a Bible issue? Or is it nifshet that the Kedushin is taken by Chotzin Achere? Or it's nifshet that the Kedushin is not it? So there are three alternatives. And corresponding to the three alternatives, we have three shittes of shittes. The Rambam passes that this is up. That the Chotzin Achere, the Chotzin Achere, the Kedushin is sure. So then the Kedushin is taped is up. Is up. Wow, because Rabbi raised that Abaye. And Gemara is not patient. So it remains an Abaye issue. The Rashbo here in our Sugya mentions in the name of the Raivet that the Raivet says, even though Gemara is not patient, but actually Gemara was patient. From Hemis Mishchetze Ebachetze Mechere ים עוד דושה פה עד דוש נהיה שכנולה סל הרובה was דייך so that's only three about it but it was nifshe that the דוש is דייך and the Rashbo he is חלק and he mentions the higher family more than he promised that is nifshe davering the דוש is דייך so he has wishes the Shibas Arambam is that Chotev and Chotev and Chayri so it is Shisok the Shita of the Ayubi is that the Dushin is not Dushin the Shita of the Rashboi is it's Dushin more it's Dushin it's Dushin it's Dushin it's Dushin so that is we have three Shibas now what does the Ayub say Rashbo, an hour before, mentioned in the name of the Bible. He says, why does he say that the Kedushin is no Kedushin? So the Kedushin is no Kedushin. The Kedushin is no Kedushin. He says, so he mentions the Raya from hour before, because here are our Gemara. Abai said to Rabbi, my Ishto has to do with the Shreem, with the Shez, Isha Marachmon, the Gulei Chatzi Isho, Achanami Isha Marachmon, the Gulei Chatzi Ish. So he said, Hohash, Hohe Kamamo, in the Hino, it means the Bachite, Nasi. Alright. So Ish does not imply that his Kachel with Chatzi is in the Shez. Because in the case of his Kachel with Chatzi, he means I should have the right to marry another woman. Nothing wrong with that. So the question is, so what does Ish remind after all, just as there is a Toshe of Isha Ruechotzi Isha, so there should be a Toshe of Ish Ruechotzi Isha. Now, it couldn't have reference to the case of where he says Skatur Chatzi, because there the presumed intention is Iboil Mizabachit. And why couldn't we say, as I said, that it's my the case where he spells it out, Skatur Chatzi, and I don't mean Iboil Mizabachit. I'm not interested in that anyway. I don't mean it. For whatever reason, I mean that should be delicious only for Chatzi. So maybe that's in mind. The Chayyid considers that unreasonable. Because after all, understand, when one says, is Kachel the Chatzi, he means it will be Zvachiti. There's no reason as to why that could not be done. So maybe he says, obviously, the Droshe of Ish for the Chatzi Ish comes to tell us that the Chotzi Ebe, the Chotzi Nechim cannot be Mekadosh. The Chotzi Ebe, the Chotzi Nechim cannot be Mekadosh. And the Rashbo is Chilik. I don't want to go over the whole Rashbo because we should take too much time because the Rashbo mentions the Raya from the Mori Gomez. But you look it up, is it? The Rashbo mentions the Raya from the Mori Gomez. That Chotze Eved, Chotze Nechir, Shekidesh. So the Kedushah is the Shekul. The Raya is, I'll mention it simply. Because the Gemara in Rome says that if the Chotze Eved, Chotze Nechir, is Chotze Eved, Chotze Nechir, is Baal Ishishish, so that what is a mother? Assuming that the Chotzi Ebe, the Chotzi Mechir, and Shekid Ishisha, so the Dushin is not Dushin, so it should be the same Aloche as Yisroel Baal Achim. So the blood we pass through the blood is other mother. There is a Madroma who says Yisroel Baal Achim, even if the goal is a curious of the bottom of the freedom pass card, we pass through the soil of war.
I'm sorry. Akum habo al yisroel. No, it's akum habo al yisroel. So the halacha is, so there is one mamon akum habo bas yisroel. Of course, yisroel habo anochi. So the blood is anochi. He goy. Not shayach to say mamza. Mamzera is only shayach by yisroel. Not shayach by goy. But akma balas is soil, so the blood is a Jew. So there is one man who says the blood is a mamza. That is mamza, but we don't pass oil. So we pass that not only akma balas is soil, so the blood is kosher. But even akma balas is soil is shish, so the blood is kosher, is not mamza. Why shouldn't it be mamza? If the soil is Bali Shishish, so the blood is a mamzer, then Akum is Bali Shishish. And the child is a Jew, he should also be a mamzer. He is Harav. So it's really Harav. So the Mora says, because when we say that it's Bali Shishish, so the blood is a mamzer, when Dushin is not obviously today, but Lachine, there is Dushin. Mashiach came when Nakum is Balish Shish, so Tomas Dushi Loid is a day, Loid Achim. So Mele the blood is not a mamzer. So Mele the Hashpo says, assuming the Chotze Ere, the Chotze Nachir, Shekidish, Vaschim, so the Dushi is no Dushi. So Mele it's Loid Top is Loid is a day, the Loid Achim. So Mele the blood should not be a mamzer. Why does the Gemara say that if chotzer or chotzer mechir is bali shishish, so the blood is mamzer? So it's a raya that dushin is saved. Another way you have to pass this, that dushin is misophytic, but it's dushin more. So we have three shishis. One chikish is a ramba. It's chotzei v'chos mechir and shekidish. So dushin is saved as misafik. Then the shita of the Raimid is the dushin is not saved at all because of the droshe of ish v'chotzei ish. And then the shita of the Rashbo that the dushin is dushin. Now, it's very possible in line with what I said in the Shia. I'm Chetzi Shiva, Chetzi Baschiri, so I mentioned the Machlikis, the Ayved and the Rambam, or the Ayved or Rashi and the Rambam, in respect to Mishnah Shem and Mishnah Chirei, because the question is whether Chotzer and Chotzer Baschiri is Chayim in Rie or not Chayim in Rie, is Chayim in Rie or not Chayim in Rie. So there is a spirit between a Mishnah and a Braise. So the Gemara in Chagiga says, come Mishnah Sheino, come Mishnah Achreino. So Rashi, Eis, with the Raivet, they say that according to Mishnah Sheino, that the Chotzer and the Chotzer Achir could not be forced to Mishachir the Eved. So then he was spotted of it. But according to Mishnah Chene, that the Odin can be forced, but will be forced, by Bezin to Mishachaya, some melee, it's in the Odin Eloah Shapri Mohu, some melee is higher. That's the Pshat of most Chene. The Ashe, Eis, the Raya, the Raman, the Shamishne, and Rabbah, the Neshe Ramba, the Chube. So he mentions that the Rambam explained the Gemara Kam Mishnah Rishenye, Kam Mishnah Achrene, just the reverse of Rashi. That according to Mishnah Rishenye, that the Odin could not be forced, then he was mechuyev in the end. Because then he was considered as Ein LeYodin Alakad Shmoh. According to Mishnah Achrene, that the Odin can be forced, so then he's fucked up. So it's very strange. before he's nishar. So I said, in explanation is Rambam, who explains the Gemara Kamish Lashem Kamish Nachmini, just the reverse of Rashi, that the question is in regard to Chotzei and Chotzei Mechayim, does he have a din like a double personality? Or not like a double personality? So that's the Shita Rambam. According to the Mishneh Rishene, that the order cannot be false, some male is a double personality. It's like two persons. One is an Achel, one person is an Achel, and one person is an Eret. Because it cannot be false. So always remain a double personality. Permanent. Some male, the Chotzevet, is part of the but the Chotzit Achel is another personality. The Chotzit Achel is an Achel. He's only a Lord, not to be vocal. Not to be vocal. Some may with a Chotzit Achel and his Chayuri. Mashiach can call Mishnah Achene that Bezdin is going to force him to the Mishachere. And because of that, even before Bezdin forces him. So the Kingdom is already Poka. So maybe we cannot say he's a double personality. The double personality is only Shayach when he's destined to remain that way. But permanent. But here, any minute, he'll be complete Melchior. So until this enforces him to be Shachriya, so he's Din Soft. Din Soft. So maybe that means he's not completely in a bed, he's not completely in the chilim. So maybe since he's not completely in the chilim, so he's in, so he does have to a certain extent he has an own abatnakri ball. So maybe he's part of it. He's part of it. That's in regard to Chotzei Chazvachil, where the Mishnachim says that the present forces him to Mishachim. But in respect to Chatzishim, Chatzibas Feil, and he shows not in Kriyeh, but in Kriyeh. So then there is no Kriyeh. So there she is in the Old Testament. But Chotzei Chatzibachim, in the court of Mishnachim, is not a possible Old Testament. It's a new subject. So maybe the reason is why the Rambam passes that Kodesh Kotzei Lechatz Mechirim Shekini Shisho Kodesh Nesofi. It's true, it's not by Omer. But we could say it's a by belief that the Gemara doesn't mention. Some Mele, it's a Sofi Kindin, we don't know. But the Gemara itself and the Sofi. But according to the Rambam, when Rabbi mentions the Tapaye, so it's not that he didn't know. In other words, Rabbi mentions that it's Isokic because it's a Din Sofik. That could be the Pshat Rambam. Anyway, whatever the reason is, the Afrishit. Shias Rambam is Chotzei Lechatz Mechirim, is a Kodesh Shekin Shisha, Kodesh Sofik. Shias Rambam is no Kedushin at all, and the Shias Rambam is that's its Kedushin more. Amalem azul chevrei rab morel rabine v'nipshitoi yusha b'kulo. Why does Rabbi say chetzach mekudesh esrei mekudesh es? Why? Isha rachmonen v'chotzi isha. But let we say poshta yusha b'kulo. So she really could mekudesh es. Even though he was only in Kaddish, half of the moon. So you should say poshta yusha b'kulo. Mi Tanya, Haim Raglo Shalzu Eilo, Tei Kula Eilo. Tafil Mandama Haim Kula Eilo. Han Mi Leichen Magdi Dovo Shem Shomot Luyo Bey. Abon Magdi Dovo Shem Shomot Luyo Bey. Ave Kule Ilo. So by Hekde should find the Aloha of Poshle Dusha Bechula. You see, if it's not the Rosh Hashanah Tuyo Brei, let's say Yereyal, the lower part of the Reyal, so it's not Hashanah Tuyo Bechula, because he's not afraid of it. In the lower part of the Reyal was empty. It's not even a trait. So then there is a machlekes between Mu'ed Afidale, between Chlekes Anoi, between the mayor and the Yulia on one hand, and the Gacy and the Shimon on the other hand. The mayor and the Gacy, the mayor. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudim, stop.
Now, seeing beyond the fact that he said
She agreed to be Mekudeshes. In other words, he gave her a tapas, and he says, Chetzach Mekudeshes, and she accepted it. So she gave her consent. But she gave her consent for a chotzi of her to be Mekudeshes. She did not give consent for the other chotzi, because it didn't even mention it. How could she give her consent if it didn't mention it? So melee, he couldn't say, Toshe, you should be kulo, because of the lack of consent. Because of the lack of consent. So, holy Daniel, we hope I'm going to be here. The Hebrew shall change your king. In other words, an analogous case by Hendish, where the Das Ches with the Miyaki would be the case of Abir. The Hebrew shall change your king. Uven Chinna, I should think the way. So Uven was marked in Shishet the way, right? He is Shet. Can it be called? No, every name cannot be called. Because in the marked the Yom Shem Shalem, so Uven has the Shish to be marked in Shom Yizet, but it cannot be marked in Shimon Set. So Shimon Set remains home. So really, it cannot be called cravely, that means there. So, for a certain time, it was nitrema gavamidea. It wasn't the medicine to be nitre, because it was chotzi hekdesh and chotzi chum, chotzi hekdesh, chotzi chum. Then, let's say, 2 days later, he bought out the chilek from Shimon. Now he's in a position to be marked the second day. So now it is capable of being marked because it's kula hemish. Still, since it was nitre for a certain time, so it remains nitre from Mizbeah for good. The English of Mishifu, Yiddish Chetzel, because of Yokob, Yisho, do it show the Yokhribo, even after he got it back. The Isit Muro und Murosa Kayesi. All right, it's not my part, I'm soon see this one. Anyway, so here we don't say, even before he buys out the Chilik of Shimon, so he should say Pashtun Shabukla, because that's Chaz and Akif. What buying is he? And Shimon's Chilik? Shimon did not give his consent that his Chilik should also perish. So maybe we cannot say Pashtun Ushabukla. Now let's see that. Nifshike Ushabukla, Kiyoma Hetzik Mugudeshes Li, Kiyom Mugudeshes Guloshin Hegdesh Kamo. It's a very important question. Because Jesus pointed out in more detail. In other words, Jesus says the Kashi, is there an equation between Hekdesh and Gush? After all, by Hekdesh we have it as a cost. Kulo. Pashto Gushim. Especially as a cost. As it more important points out. What bearing does it have on Gush? So Teitzwe says, Enochim. If he will be the Kaddish the Isha, with the Roshin of Hariat Moresesri, so even without the argument of Das Achas, we wouldn't say Poshto Dusha. Because Poshto Dusha Becholo is the Aloche in Hegel. There's no bearing of the Pandemic. But the more sketchy is in respect to the case, when he uses the Russian of Mekudeshes, and Mekudeshes is a Russian Hegdesh, last half Kula Almighty Hegdesh. So, mainly, the Kasha of Noir is, since he used the Russian of Mekudeshes, and by Hegdesh there is a Poshto, so by Dushi, when he uses the Russian of Mekudeshes, there should also be a, that is the explanation. But anyway, this is points out that this is what Rashi says. The other hands of the Kodesh is from the Kodesh to the Shehendish Kodesh. Now let's see the wrong pages. The Greek thing we should be full of really kind of thing and the wish to move it. Now, the cargo should be very well. The Dover Shan Chomer Creator. We call the seat was eating in the middle of the chair. We can make a mission in the seat call. We keep my phone from the tunnel ladder. We near it. So the car be the crash in the Kirish. The home of the dishes was in Hengish. The Kudoma of the spirit. The Osawa are to allow me to Hengish. So Odom Oysel is not in Hengish. The people of the Ishwa, the Ishwi is not in Hengish. Abo, the Mulayumi, the Oasis of Hatha and Mish in the Rio, Alzelo and Machi, the Nichite Tushi and Kulan Kulan. And that's Rashi. Now, we have to understand it. We have to understand it. What difference does it make when it uses one notion or another notion? The Dune of Krishna and Sayyid. Whether it uses the notion of Rashi's or it uses the notion of Kadesh's. She becomes an Ishishish. She becomes a Kadesh's thing. How could there be a difference between the use of the Lashon HaKodesh and the use of the Lashon HaRas? So obviously we have to explain that these verses. The taste doesn't mean that just because Dushin is a Lashon HaKodesh, some really the Chalais of Dushin is analogous to Chalais of Hedesh. Hedesh means Hedesh. Hedesh means that it becomes more than the Leah. And Dushin means that she becomes his wife. There's a key issues, I mean, there's such a divergence. I mean, it's two separate categories. I mean, two separate categories altogether. It's not China to make a comparison. But, in view of the fact that he uses Lashon Dushin, some the melee, and by Dushin there is Aloche. So whenever a person says Chetzio Shal Behemo Tia Hegdesh, then there is Aloha of Poshta and the whole Behemo becomes Hegdesh. So Mele it requires in Mishkut Halosh of Pekudeshes that the Loshon of Pekudeshes has no meaning other than Kudu. Because in view of the fact that in Hengdesh it's not Chayach to be Magdish every day. If you're Magdish every day, so the whole day becomes Hengdesh. That means in the Mishpat HaLoshim of Mikudeshes, it's not Chayach to say Mikudeshes Chachi. Because Mikudeshes, by definition, essentially means Tei Ad Ki Hegdesh. And Tei Ad Ki Hegdesh. And my Hegdesh is not Chayach. So Mele, in the Mishpat HaLoshon of Mikudeshes, it means Mikudeshes Kulei. What he says, Chatzil. So Mele, when he says, Harei Ad Mikudeshes Chatzil, it is considered as if he said, Harei Ad Mikudeshes Kulei Vichatzil. Suppose, I would say to the women, Hareyat Mekudeshes Kulich Vechati. Would she be Mekudeshes Kulo or she be Mekudeshes Chati? She be Mekudeshes Kulo. Because he says, Hareyat Mekudeshes Kulich. Then he says, Ketze Chalza. But he already said, Kulich. So then, the Ketze does not negate the Chalais of Kulich. So, even though he didn't say, Ariat Mekadesh is Kulich the Ketze, he just said, Ariat Mekadesh is Ketze. But since he used the Loshen of Mekadesh, so he said, Ariat Kihegesh. Asuma l'kula'om l'kihegesh. And when kihegesh means kulich, asura at la'om kulich, because that's hegesh. So the Mishnah loshen nikudeshes means kulich. So even though he says chetzi, so it is just as if he said hariyat nikudeshes kulich v'chetzi. Similar to the halacha we found in the Gemara in connection of a imir hariyat chavufosi, so be Yehude. So according to everybody, shekelim la'avuso chavufo. So there is loshim, but not Yehuda. Then it depends upon the machlokes haloyim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva as whether Shif on the Chefes Leish is reference to a Shif of Chaini, Sakhon Chefes relatively, or it is reference to a Chetze Shif or a Chetze Paschenri, Hamlesper. According to Rabbi Akiva, even in Goel, if he says Ariat Chavufosi, is in the Shif. So he explained it. What the question is, what does it do with the Machlokes? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Suppose the person doesn't even know there is such a machlokes. He's not alone, the one who says Ariat Chavufosi in God. He doesn't even know the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. He never heard of Shif Chavufosi. He doesn't even know the parashah, the nation, Shif on Chavis Beish. So we still would say that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a loshen mishnah. Why is a loshen mishnah? Because since the parasha of Shif on Chavis Beish is referenced to Chetzo Shifko, the Chetzo Paschenri,